Bear Podcast 302.
Bear Podcast episode 302.
Okay. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast.
Jason, Brazilian Mountain Goats. Welcome to episode 302.
Yes, welcome everyone. And this is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Well, are you with us today, Ray? Gosh.
Sorry, I'm looking at a picture and it's just distracting me.
Oh, really? What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
We'll talk about it, man. We'll talk about it.
Oh, okay. So welcome, everyone. It's 302, and this is our show, our little show that we do every week. And we talk about bear stuff, gay stuff, and non-bear stuff, techies. I mean, technologies, maybe later. Not much on technology. We're not really a science show or whatever, or a... more of a sci-fi show, right? But we'll talk about that later.
No, this is the show for trannies and drag queens.
Yeah, that's right. And
we get makeup tips. There's new thongs, tick-ups. Oh, you know, we got a lot of hoes off on her.
Pedicure tips. No, we don't have anything. We don't have anything sci-fi today. I don't think so. But anyway, weekend updates, Ray. Weekend updates.
Oh. It was cold in Houston, so everybody stayed inside.
Yeah, me too. Mike came over this weekend, and we just stayed home. Practically stayed home, except for a softball practice last Saturday.
Never got out of bed, did you?
No, we didn't. No, we tried to get up, but the earliest we could get up was about 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock.
And I know, because y'all missed the bear breakfast.
I know, the bear breakfast. I always miss the, morning ones, usually. Oh, if Mike's in town, I have to be with my bear.
Yeah.
Okay, so yesterday I got you out. I got you out the house.
That's right. We went shopping.
Went shopping a bit. I got my suit.
Made her this fabulous little pink dress. It is awesome. You go beat it around the collar and everything. It was with a low cut in the front, you know, slit up the leg. Oh, it's fabulous. And the heels. Oh, you just can't imagine the heels.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she got jealous after Pink's heels last night because they were so glittery.
Really? You can never have too much glitter.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yesterday I got my suit for a very important occasion, but I don't know. We'll talk about it later, maybe. Okay, so afterwards... we ate out in a Mexican restaurant with Patrick and Jerry and a couple of friends of ours. Martin and Juan. Yeah, we just... six of us just went to eat. And then we hurried back to Ray's because I actually forgot.
I totally forgot, too, that the Grammys were on.
It was the Grammys. That's right.
And we missed Lady Gaga, but I'm sure we can go... somebody said that it was on YouTube, so I got to go find it.
Yeah, I saw someone... I saw part of it earlier, and I think she was with Elton John, I think. She was singing with Elton John, but I haven't seen it yet, so I'll watch it later. But we did see when Pink was going on, was coming
yes.
up, right?
Oh, my God. Very, very, very
I didn't know she's into water sports. She was lowered down, and, you know, when she got up, she already peed on herself and sprayed urine all over. Didn't you see that?
She sprayed the entire audience. She splashed the entire audience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she was amazing, though. No, she didn't pee on herself. But she did a great performance. She was able to keep a note. And with all those spinning, going around, and water splashing on her face, so... I can't believe she could do that. So, I think she stole the whole show. I mean, she had the...
Yes, I think everybody was quite impressed with that.
Yeah. I think she had to top whatever Lady Gaga is going to do, so that's why she did that.
Well, I'm sure. And everybody's been slamming Lady Gaga for her walking onto whatever she wore to the Grammys to get in the door, about the bad wig she had on. They said the dress was very nice, but the shoes and the wig was just bad. So I don't know. Mm. I'll have to go look at that because I missed all that. So, oh, I found it. Well, Lady Gaga got 2010 Grammy Awards performance with Elton John.
Yeah. Well, we did see the album of the year part when they were introducing the album of the year, and she had that. I don't know what she had in her hair, so it's just really weird. But yeah, so Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift won a lot of awards. No Kanye.
No Kanye.
But Kanye did win. People are getting tired of Taylor Swift already. Are you getting tired of her?
Well, I don't listen that much to country music. I mean, I like her songs, and I think her album that she released this year was incredible. And I think it was very hard this year between Beyonce, her, and Lady Gaga about the albums that got released. Mm-hmm. So, and I think, I think she deserved it. I don't think it was any of those, you know. I've heard people comment today that they think Gaga is going to be put in the same arena as Madonna and is not going to get the recognition that she needs, even though she's just popular and stuff. So, but you know, she had an incredible album. Mm-hmm. She's very outspoken and out there, and everybody's comparing her to Madonna. Let's see if she can hold on for a couple of years like Madonna. Mm-hmm. See how she does with that. So,
you're talking about Lady Gaga, right?
Lady Gaga, yeah. And I was sitting there last night watching her. She was sitting out in the audience when, you know, and they were showing the pictures of them as they were calling out who the album of the year and all that stuff was. And I was like, yeah, she looks a lot like Marilyn Manson with that outfit on.
She's more Marilyn Manson. Yeah, that's right. And you know, the dark eyes and everything. Yeah, and I could see what you're getting at. Yeah, and by the way, I almost forgot. Zac Brown Band.
Yep, Zac Brown Band.
Hot Bears. Well, honestly, I've seen them before. I didn't know that they're going to be in the Grammys or anything. But I didn't know they're a big hit. So, woof. Yeah. Like I was Facebooking it. Wish we could interview him in bed. All of them.
That's right. So if anybody has any hookup with
Zac Brown Band.
With the Zac Brown Band, let us know so we can get an interview.
Yeah. Do you think that guy's bald? You know, he's got that headpiece. He got that...
I don't know.
You think so?
People do different things, you know, weird things, so...
Yeah. I imagine he's bald underneath.
Do you think, what's his name from Black Eyed Peas Ugly? He wore a mask all last night.
Yeah, he's pretty good looking. He's got a kind of a beefy bearded guy. He took it off later on. Did you see?
I'm just joking. Because he had it on most of the night, I think.
Yeah. I don't like that. You going on stage with a mask like that. It's not like...
I kept thinking about it every time I saw... what's her name? Fergie? Every time I saw her was... I kept thinking about... what's her name? Crackhead. They just made her come back. Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston and the Bodyguard.
Crackhead. Okay.
Whitney Houston, the Bodyguard, that silver thing she wore, you know, that whole thing that they were doing, that Metropolis looking thing, which I thought was just hilarious. So.
Yeah. When I was watching that, did you notice it? I don't know if you noticed it, but when the Black Eyed Peas were performing, it's kind of, the sound's kind of off. I don't know. Is it the U-verse that you have? I don't know. Or maybe it's their feed? I don't know. It's.
I don't know. It might have been. I think there's a lot of live stuff coming through last night, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like watching Heroes tonight, I didn't have any problems watching Heroes tonight.
Oh, really?
But I don't know if that's because stuff was cutting out since it's a live feed, and there was sometimes minor interruptions that on the U-verse it was causing problems, or were they actually bleeping stuff out because people were screaming stuff they shouldn't be or whatever. You never can tell. So.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, so that's the Grammys. Congratulations to those who won, and Taylor Swift stole stole the spotlight. Well, besides,
But you know, she got out there and sang with Stevie Nicks, and not too many people can do that.
Yeah, so. That's right.
I was impressed because I've always been a Stevie Nicks fan. So,
I was listening to Larry Flick, and Larry was able to interview Stevie Nicks in his show.
Yeah. Speaking of Larry Flick. We need to have him back on the show because I've been listening to him the last couple mornings And last week he was awfully enamorous, and then this morning he was awfully enamorous too about because somebody had offered him, made him a proposition. They needed some money, and they said, "Well, hey, if you'll give me the money, I'll let you have sex with my boyfriend and send him like a picture of his boyfriend's ass and all this kind of stuff." And they were talking about it on the show. And
oh, really?
And last week, I didn't catch that. I think it was either Thursday or Friday. I can't remember what morning I was listening to him, but these people were calling in and everything, and he was like, "Ooh, a cough." And I was just like, "I was just somebody's boyfriend ain't been to visit in a little couple of weeks because somebody's horny." I think
he is. I bet he is. He's been I think his boyfriend was here during the holidays. So
yeah, but that was good. That was a month ago. It's February now, buddy.
I know. So that's why we could tell. So, Larry, I know you're horny. Yeah. Larry. We could probably help you. Larry, we could probably help you.
I keep thinking I'm going to call in one morning, but by the time I get in the car and they'd get me online, I'd have to be at work and have to get off the phone. So
yeah.
So maybe one day.
I would catch him early in the morning, around 6 o'clock when I'm working on stuff in the morning, early in the morning. Yeah. So anyway... Anyway, let's move on. So that's the Grammys and Larry. Okay, so what else did you guys do last weekend?
Well, since it was cold, I went and saw a couple movies.
Okay. I can't believe you watched these. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I saw The Lovely Bones because it was a Peter Jackman film, which is very Peter Jackman. You could tell he directed it from like the beginning to the end. It's like, okay, this is Peter Jackman from just the way the style eyes was. It's a very interesting story. It was based on a book, if I remember correctly. But it was a good story. Mark Wahlberg, as usual, does a pretty good job and was very convincing and had a pretty decent cast. And
you know, Mark Wahlberg is a very untapped actor.
I think so. I think everybody kind of, because of the Marky Mark thing, they still laugh at him. But I think he's a pretty good actor. And his brother Donnie. I mean, his brother Donnie's incredible. I mean, do you remember when Donnie did the role in I See Dead People? What was that movie?
Oh, A Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense. I mean, did you realize that the guy, the first that killed, what's his name? That was Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, really? The
guy he found in the car that was naked running around his house that mm-hmm. killed him?
Mm-hmm.
That was Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh. Okay.
Because I sit there watching the movie and was watching the previews and it's like, okay, I need to figure out who this dude was because he was kind of freaky and it was like, oh my God. So, but that was him. I mean, he got all skinny and lost a bunch of weight and looked all psycho. But
it's been a long time. I haven't gone to watch Sixth Sense again.
So, yeah, he did a good job. And then, of course, we saw probably one of the hottest movies this year. It's a must see. Go to
oh,
the
good Lord,
Tooth Fairy.
Okay, Ray, I can't believe you watched
it. I am
Tooth
glad
Fairy.
It can. I hope it makes it for the Oscars. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Dwayne that's really Johnson. Oscar worthy. Mm-hmm.
I do. I believe. I truly believe that Dwayne Johnson's a fairy.
I would think so too. Who else was with him there? Billy Crystal was in it too, right?
Billy Crystal's in the movie. It's the first time you've seen him in a while. But it was a very. It was a funny movie. I mean, it's like, okay, it's a kid's movie, but. It's just like, okay, Dwayne, what are you trying to do? You're trying to get with the young kids? Are you scared that you're going to have to do some real acting in a movie or something? Or just nobody take him seriously to put him in a real movie? I don't know.
You know, that's the same way with Arnold Schwarzenegger before. You know, he did a lot of tough movies. And then he did the Kindergarten Cop.
Ops, yeah.
Junior.
And Twins and stuff, which
Twins.
Was okay. But you're an action hero.
And then who else did that? Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel
did a lot of, you know, the action films that he did, like Chronicle of Riddick, and then he also did that kid movie, the Pacifier. So these action stars do these.
Yeah, but I'd like to see if Dwayne Johnson can actually do
kid
something.
Stuff.
I mean, is he just there because he's pretty and got a great, beautiful smile and a hot body? Which within the first 5 minutes of the movie, you see him half naked. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the movie, you see him in tight-fitting clothes. So it shows off all his muscles, especially in his little fairy outfit. She's very cute in tutu, by the way.
Oh, really? What do you look for? That anyway, you look for them to do a dramatic role or something.
I think he should take something on. I think he should find some, you know, Ethan Hawke and all the, you know, and people and all these other actors and stuff. They get in these little grungy little 2-bit movies that don't make jack on them, but they give some incredible performances. I mean, you know, they're off the wall art films, but you know, you get to see some sides of them and see that they can really act. Mm-hmm. And I want to see Dwayne Johnson do something like that. I don't want to see him do some mainstream big mega movie that, you know, I want to see him find some little gritty. I want to see him play either a gay guy that's faced that everything in the world has gone wrong for him, the pretty boy that lost it all, or some stupid shit like that, and he loses everything, mm-hmm. or, you know, something that he really has to act at doing, you know.
Yeah. I can't imagine him being gay, though. You think?
Well, see, that's what I'm thinking. He needs to take on something
that's not him.
Not him. Well, I think okay. He's gay, but I mean, something that people would not expect him to do. And I think he should go after it with gusto and see and kind of blow everybody away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, people give Leonardo DiCaprio a hard time, but you know, some of his little podunk movies that he made, like What's Eating Gilbert Grape, he was incredible in that.
Oh my God, that's what Mike was telling me before. It's one of the best films he did.
DiCaprio. It's in one of my top 20 films. It's just, mm-hmm. he was incredible in it. Johnny Depp was incredible. I mean, it was just a very oddball movie to start with, but it very showcased how talented they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so right now you want to see more of Dwayne Johnson doing a lot of maybe dramatic, something different,
something totally different,
something not action,
you know,
no
not
guns,
action, it's not all no, I'm the Scorpion sword. King, yeah.
No sword,
like the Tooth Fairy,
somewhere in between, okay,
yeah. So something that makes him stretch, that he has to have to work at, mm-hmm. that he's not all pretty small.
Well, when he was doing wrestling, he was pretty much acting too. You know, they're all acting, but it's wrestling. It doesn't compare with real acting in the movie screen. So movies.
Yeah, it's like take a stretch. You know, mm-hmm. you did wrestling. You've done an action movie. You've done, you know, funny stuff. Let's see you do something real.
Yeah. Let's tell his agent. If you tell his agent. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay.
Let's see you and what's his name? The guy from
Is it another wrestler?
No, it's not another wrestler. It's what's his name? Demi Moore's boyfriend.
Oh, Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher. Let him and Ashton Kutcher be gay lovers that, you know, just fall apart and turn into total crackheads or meth heads or something and deteriorate to nothing in some very depressing, you know, movie that's just like, oh my God! I can't believe that.
Okay. Okay, you have to write that down. You have to write the script. You can submit it to MGM or something.
I'd have to have somebody write it for me. I'd have to sit here and dictate and somebody write it because I never would be able to type it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to give the outline and go through it and then have somebody work on it for me because I'm not that good of an editor and my spelling and typing is even worse. So it'd be years before they got done. But if somebody wants to volunteer to type it up for me, go for it. We'll work it out.
Okay. All right. So from movies, we didn't watch. Did we watch a movie? We watched Up in the Air last Saturday. Yeah, I remember now. Before our practice, we did watch Up in the Air. I don't know about it being a Golden Globe hit. I don't know. It's a good story. And the twists are good. The story and the acting is pretty good. But I don't know if it's really that much of a Golden Globe.
Well, I saw it and I thought it was an incredible movie.
Just you did too?
Fact, mm-hmm. Because when Patrick used to travel all the time,
mm-hmm.
that whole character about all the, when they were sitting there throwing cards down at each other about what first class memberships they did and getting all these points and this, that, and the other.
He used to do that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh.
In fact, after I saw it, I said, Patrick, you got to go see this movie because it's when you see it, you are so connect to it. But, yeah, I know a lot of people like that. There's a lot of business people that travel all the time that are just like that. And I've met them and known them, and it's like, oh, my God. It's like they have that specific rental car they use all the time, and they have this, and they got it all laid out. You know, they got all these miles, and
they collect. Know, so. But he didn't get 10 million, did he? 10 million miles. Well, yeah, in the movie, he did.
Patrick did. No, it, but he got enough miles that I could fly. We used to upgrade a lot to first class.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, must be nice to travel.
Traveling, so
maybe he's got he had another life in another city.
Maybe.
But yeah, it's a good movie. I'm watching it in the theaters because it did win a lot of awards. It's a but George Clooney was pretty good in it, and the story is pretty good. So I don't know, have much to say about it, but it's I don't know. Wait for it in DVD, maybe. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So from the movies, we go to a TV show. You about to say something?
No, I was going to go on lead into TV shows.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're going to TV shows. So what do you have, Ray? You have something?
I have allergies. That's what I have, and I keep having to cut my mic off so I don't blow your eardrums out from coughing.
Oh, okay.
Plus, I've been talking all day doing training, so. Two new shows, folks. Two new shows.
Mm-hmm.
Spartacus. Oh, my God. Hot, fierce, sexy, uncut, naked men walking around.
Wait. How do you know about the uncut part? It's a TV show.
Because they show full frontal nudity.
They do?
Yes, they do.
Oh, my God.
That's why I was trying to get you to watch it, but now we had to watch the Grammys again.
That's right.
And if you have Netflix, you can go download the episodes after they show them.
Spartacus. I'm going to rent it now. Let me cue it up.
And if you like Gladiators and you like 300, they took the two of them and put them together with the story of Spartacus.
And add more nudity.
And a lot more nudity. So, yeah, I mean, you know, you see a lot. And the guy that plays Spartacus is just hot. At first, I thought he was the guy from Avatar, but he's another Australian, and him and the guy from Avatar look a lot alike.
Mm-hmm. Are there other bears or hairy guys? Or?
Yes, there's one in the very first of the part of the series that you like. He's a big old bearish, hairy guy running around killing, cutting people's heads off, getting in trouble.
In the nude? No, not that.
No, I don't think they show him in the nude. I think there's a couple other bigger guys that are kind of half nude and stuff. But there's a couple young, you know, slave boys that are in the fight ring that's just like,
Okay. Your type. So. Yeah.
You get to see Xena naked.
Xena, the Princess Warrior?
Yep.
Ugh. Okay.
Good character. She's actually... what is her name?
Wait, is the same lady?
Yeah.
She was there naked?
Yeah, okay. She's in the show. What is her name? Lucy Lawless.
Lucy Lawless.
They show her naked, and which I was surprised she did that, but... you know, they might have done some good fake photography. It might have not been her. They might have had some stuff covered
it's
up.
It's got to be a double.
She was pretty hot. I'd have done her. So
CGI.
So, I don't know. She's pretty hot. But it's very interesting the effects that they did with the blood and how they kind of – it's kind of the look of 300 and the feel of Gladiator. So it's interesting. So I suggest you watch it. There's nothing else but the full frontal nudity. And supposedly there's a big gay character that's coming up in the show. So I don't know.
Oh, okay. And this part is so, okay. I got it. I should record it.
So, and then there's this other show that Patrick introduced me to on Friday night because, you know, I was over at his house because I got stood up again from a date.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, it's called Blue Mountain State. And it's found on Spike, guys. So if you like frat boys and football or watching that kind of stuff where it's just stupid humor, oh, my God, this is the show for you.
The episode I called is called
It's Your Turn. And one of the guys, his dad bought him his dad when he died. He never met his father. His father died in... I think it was Desert Storm or Vietnam or something. I don't forget where he died at, but the only thing his dad left him for good luck was the dad gave him a pocket pussy. So this guy is okay. If I remember, this guy is Sam Jones' son. If y'all remember Flash Gordon, player Sam Jones, mm-hmm. Well, his son is playing this role, this guy's character, the dad left him the pocket pussy. So, and he's so adamant about always doing this pocket pussy for good luck. Well, one of his teammates steals the pocket pussy.
And uses it?
And then they pass it around and the whole team, like, gets addicted to it and won't give it back to him. And in the process, everybody gets syphilis from it.
Oh, God.
So the whole team out there with syphilis, they're all keep passing the pocket pussy around, so they keep giving it to each other. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Remember the little black kid from Smallville?
Oh, him, yeah. He's
in this.
He was stretching.
Yeah. He's in this show, and he plays a football player trying to get the Heisman Trophy, and his girlfriend won't give it up to him, so she's gave him blue balls. So she catches him with the pocket pussy and just busts him alive. I mean, she just – it's funny as hell. Oh. And I think there's four shows out. One's called Robbery Weekend. The next one's Not Cheating. The one after that's Tranny Deal, Hot Tranny Mess, which has some big black tranny in it, it looks like. Mm-hmm. And It's Your Turn, which was the one about the pocket pussy. So I got to go catch up on these other three.
Okay, better check that out too. Where is it available? Netflix or Hulu?
Can go to Spike and watch the show, watch the episodes on Spike.
Spike doing TV shows too? I mean, they're doing it online too now?
Yeah, they're doing it online. So that's good. What I got. That's the website. So you can watch it online, I think. Okay. Or you can watch it on Spike TV, because I think they replay them every couple of days or something like that. So, okay. But it's very funny. I found it very funny.
Okay.
It's stupid college jock humor. So.
Jock humor. It's like. So,
and
it's
there's
like,
a lot of locker room scenes. And everybody's running around in towels and stuff. I haven't seen any dick yet.
Oh. Is it like Glee without the music?
No.
No, not at all. Not even. No. Okay.
It's just slapstick college humor. It's kind of like Animal. It's kind of like an Animal House type TV show.
Okay. All right. We'll check it out. Anyway, moving along. Okay. How about a little bit of tech now this time? Yeah, this is the science part or the tech part, guys, that I was talking about earlier.
You mean the eye tampon?
Yeah. The iPad. Yeah. People have been blogging about this already. It's all over the news. It's all over CES. It's all over it was last week. And many blogs or Engadget, Gizmodo, and the rumors are out. Not the rumors are out. The rumors are now confirmed, and some are. It's out, and I don't like it. I hate it. Actually, it's an overgrown iPod, and
if you look at it, Star Trek came up with it in the 90s.
Yeah,
Star Trek Next Generation.
That's
the
true.
The pad. The ADD.
Mm-hmm. The pad it's smaller than the one in Star Trek. But what sucks about it still runs the same operating system as the iPhone. So it really is like a big iPhone, and it doesn't do. It's supposed to beat the netbooks, but with netbooks you can actually multitask, write letters, or send emails while browsing, or listen to music while doing something else. Two other things.
They'll get these out there, and then they'll release the OS version with all this other crap on it. And then you'll have to buy or upgrade. I mean, it's Mac. It's an Apple product.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They do shit like that.
I know, but I cannot justify getting it. I thought I blogged about it. Well, I tweeted about it that I should just get the 2.0 because I really don't get the first generation every time. That's why I have the 3G instead of the original iPhone, because I wait for the second generation all the time. But this time, it may be attractive, may be fancy, but it's not going to do what I want to do. If it could record the show, if I could podcast with it, or I could really use it to move around with and really be my...
Well, that's called a laptop, Maynard.
Exactly.
This is not a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a step above a reader. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's to do simple stuff. It's an entertainment thing. It's not a computer.
That's true. It's primarily used for reading right now. You can buy books with it and stuff like this. I know,
and
it's
I'm sure they'll come up with what iTampon apps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of apps that could run with it. Or right now, all the iPhone apps can run with it. So run in it. And I guess there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that... It's limited. I mean, it's not for me. It's just not for me. And I don't know of anyone. I haven't heard of anyone who has anything positive to say about it, honestly. People are complaining about it.
Well, I'll wait till somebody buys and gives me one, and then I'll give a full report.
Okay.
So if anybody feels like buying me an iPad, give it to me. So good. I can try it out there and see how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be interesting if I see someone and actually... Because it's just like the Kindle. Nobody has it. I have not seen anyone around us, Ray, well, maybe here in Texas, that has one who could actually show me, here is a Kindle. How does it work?
Well, I was getting my haircut the other day, and somebody was reading one, but I don't know if it's a Kindle. I don't know what kind of reader it was, but it was
probably not. It could be a. For all we know, it could be a Sony reader or a Barnes & Noble Nook. But what I'm saying is, these are stuff that I only see online and see pictures of it, but not necessarily having seen it anywhere, because I don't think it's practical. For me, having an iPhone, that's fine.
Well, I don't think most people are walking around with their Kindle out. I mean, I think it's one of those things, if they go traveling, they take it with them, or it usually stays at the house, or if they're going somewhere where they're going to read it, they'll take it. But I don't think people just walk around with it like they do their iPhone or their laptop a lot of the time.
Okay, I sometimes go to coffee shops, and I don't see anyone bringing. They always should bring laptops. They don't have a Kindle or a... or any what do you call those? One of those tablets things. But I don't know.
Well, so you had to be the first one to buy the Kindle to go to the coffee shop to look cool doing it. Mm-hmm. And then all the other people will fall right in.
You're right. I don't think Kindle. I think it's what's going to happen now. The iPad can kill the Kindle now, because the iPad can do a lot of things than just read. It's the same. You can even do more than what the Kindle can do. So anyway, that's just my take on it. iPad, it's a fail. I would rather if it were an Android
Everybody just Manager's got on a big Android kick this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's gonna buy an Android phone next. Just watch.
No. I don't think so. I'll still stick with my iPhone. Maybe it is coming July. I think I'm going to change to another iPhone. If a newer one comes out, that'd be good. But I do want to have a... If there's going to be a tablet that's going to come out, yes. If it's an Android, yes, I would get one. Something different. But not necessarily the phone part. Just to play around with it. I'm really interested with the Android operating system. So I want to try it out. Anyway, so yeah, that's enough geeking out. Sorry, guys. Okay, how about some emails? Okay. Well, we have one email from Anthony Bears. I don't know what city he's from.
Anthony.
What's up? Okay, says, thanks a lot for the ad, Nard. Yeah, I've added him on Facebook. So congrats on your work for a Bear Podcast. Yeah, me and Ray. Yeah, we work a lot on this one. And I love it. Thank you, Anthony. He says, keep it up. Wish you and your friends all the best. Woofs and hugs. So thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a message from Jeff Rockcub. He's a musician. He actually listens to the show too. And he's got his own website at reverbnation.com/rockcub. So here's a bio on Jeff. Acoustic artist performing originals as well as cover material in rock, country, and funk genres. After performing in numerous bands since 1979 and working as a solo acoustic artist while serving in the U.S. Army. Is Rock Cub, yeah.
Go Army.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Jeff, if you're listening, do you wear a fatigue uniform or something when you're on stage? Yeah, he plays at the Bearpalooza. He does.
Maybe you ought to give your writers a new intro.
Oh, that's right. Maybe he can. Yeah, we can ask him. And maybe play some of his music here. Yeah, it'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so anything else? So that's about it. That's our topics for today. We covered a lot. Wow.
What about the religious protesters at hockey?
Oh, shit, that's right. Okay. I missed that.
Why are they protesting at some hockey game in Dallas? Why aren't they at the Super Bowl protesting? I mean, hello.
That's right.
I mean, that's like the biggest, you know, Chachka out there.
I missed this one. Okay, religious protesters taking aim at hockey. This was the news from yesterday, actually, Sunday. On Sunday, the Phoenix Coyotes and the Dallas Stars are squaring off in Dallas, and they'll be joined by a special group of protesters who plan on staging a rally outside of the American Airlines Center. But these aren't your ordinary protesters. They're not about any of the normal things an upset hockey fan may be rallying all for or against. Gary Bettman's resignation or the fear of the Coyotes moving to a colder climate, for instance. No, these folks are condemning sports, not just hockey, since the Bible. So It's the Westboro Baptist Church. Yeah, you may remember them
protesting. The Bible says prohibited.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't see them protesting outside Rock Lobster, because the Bible protests Rock Lobster, too.
Right, mm-hmm. Red Lobster, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't see them protesting because they got women in the church and they speak it out, and women ain't supposed to be speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Says so in the Bible. Submissive.
Yep.
2 feet mm-hmm. behind.
You may remember them from protests such as the anti-gay protest, picketing soldiers' funerals, protesting outside Jewish institutions such as the U.S. Holocaust Museum. Oh, really? God. They're evil. And stomping on the American flag. Yes. So these guys are really crazy, and they're now protesting hockey. Okay, so what's up with that? Next would be NASCAR. What do you think? They're going to be protesting there at NASCAR.
Ooh, I don't know. They're going to be pissed off a lot of Baptist people then.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Baptists in the NASCAR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what...
Trash and Barbara Streisand with the Jews.
So thanks, Daniel, for that idea. Yeah, the next.
Protest. I think we need protesters.
We need protest to protest the protesters. You mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They should not protest. We can counter protest them. Yeah, I don't know. These are just really crazy people, and I know it's the media. They're perpetuating this by giving them more and more publicity and.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? That's okay, because, you know, some organizations make money when you protest. Certain organizations like Planned Parenthood, they have donors out there that give so much money for each protester that shows up. So if they have 5,000 protesters show up, certain organizations just as happy as they can be, because they just made a ton of money because people showed up and protested.
Mm-hmm. In what way? Planned Parenthood? Really? I mean, they just, as long as they show up and they sell stuff on them to them or something.
No, they don't. They show up. They do. They got people out there giving a head count, and Planned Parenthood or whatever, or organizations like Planned Parenthood have these donors that say, "Hey, if you get protesters, I'll give you $25 a head for a protester." They go out in the newspaper and says, "We got 5,000 protesters in here." Well, they go back and say, "We had 5,000 protesters at $25." Hey, that's a lot of that at all. Thank you for that $100,000.
Nice. Okay.
So let them come on.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
I still think it's stuff like Planned Parenthood, like I was telling Julio the other day. It's like, you know, I don't agree with abortion and stuff either, but I also understand that I don't want to adopt anybody's kids. Or at least I don't right now, because I can't afford to take care of myself, much less like a kid. But I noticed all those people out there protesting. They should have people out there for adoption agencies trying to sign them up.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, well, when it comes to abortion, I myself am against it. But it's just that, what can I do? I mean, is it something that I can control? I don't know. It's just if they need to have their options, so that's where they go, right? That's where they go. They go to a Planned Parenthood to see their options. They might even be convinced. Do you think they convince? They probably convince them first that you don't have to give it up. Maybe you can.
Well, no, I think they go through this whole therapy. They go through this whole thing. Well, they're like, you know, they tell them there are other options, and I think they highly encourage other options, and that's the last option.
Yeah,
but you know, and I don't blame organizations like Planned Parenthood for that, because I know girls that use abortion as a way of birth control. They don't use protection. They don't use the pill. They're just like, oh, I mean, I went to school with a girl that when I, you know, I used to like her, and then I found out she'd already had 3 abortions. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I can understand screwing up.
Okay, that's...
But, I mean, you know, after that, get yourself on the fucking pill. They can insert them in your arm now, and they last for 5 years.
5 years, really? They have those now? I thought it's just a couple of months. It's now years now.
They got the year ones, a couple of 5 year things. It's like the little tubes they set up in there.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's like delayed release or something.
So, I'm just checking that. I might be exaggerating, but I know it keeps you from getting. You know, it's better than take. Is you don't have to take the pill every day. It automatically does. It releases the hormones into your body.
But what do we know about it? We use Female condoms.
That's right. We use female condoms on guys. So.
All right. Take it from Ray. All right. So I
haven't used them lately because I can't get no guys.
Oh, that's right. You were stood up last time. Right?
I stood up Friday again.
Oh, what happened? It didn't get a call.
Didn't get a call.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you know what? Regardless of what your bullshit is, if you're going to not show up for something, just call. Just say, you know, I'm not interested. Can't do it. Something came up at work. Somebody sitting. And let's just say you don't leave somebody sitting there like for a couple hours. Like, what the fuck? So,
how about a text message?
That's, you know, fine, that's fine too. I mean, I understand people have busy schedules. And I know this person, they have a busy schedule too. They work in a hospital. They're a on-call nurse supervisor. So, but... You know what? You can walk out of that hospital for 30 seconds and text them and say, I can't make it. Mm-hmm. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. You pee, right? Or
that's
use
right.
the restroom.
I mean,
you can do it there. You can text message from there. Mm-hmm. So, what if he... even if it's a sex text message, you know, he did some sexting on you?
Well, I ain't worried about the sexting. I just like somebody to say, you know, hey, we made plans and talked about it Thursday night, and then come up Friday, I don't get anywhere. I text you two or three times that day and never get anything back from you. And it's like, okay.
Okay.
Next day, nothing. And then Sunday night, I text you, and you're like, oh, yeah, I had to work this weekend. It's been real busy, and I feel bad. I haven't been feeling good. I've been kind of sick.
Oh, wow. What is it really? Busy, feeling bad, or kind of sick? What is it? Which one is
it? Like, so I'm just like, you know, just men are fucking pigs. They just don't want to play games. That's all.
Men are pigs? Okay.
Yeah.
You can quote Ray on that one. Okay, so let's wrap this up. Before we go, thanks to all those who've been sending messages, and thanks to good luck Jeff on the website. I hope I'm gonna check more of his music, and then maybe play some of his music in the future. Okay, what else? Oh, this week, what are we gonna do? Oh yeah, this coming Wednesday is a big day for me. That's
yep,
right.
Got a big day Wednesday.
Yeah, and let's talk about it after the fact. How's that?
Okay, we'll talk about it after the fact.
Mm-hmm. That's
my
right.
My hair's doing drag.
Shut up. Okay, thank you everyone for listening. If you have any comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Or call the voicemail line.
At 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, call us and yeah, we'll play it in the show. Look at the camera. I'm taking a picture of you. Smile. There you go. Okay. Maybe use a little bit of the album art. Okay. Subscribe by iTunes. Visit the website, the official website at bearpodcast.com. You can stop smiling now. No one's looking. Or did you? What happened?
Ah, I got you.
I thought you were not moving. Oh my God, what happened to the connection? Okay, follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And yeah, subscribe by iTunes, don't forget. And leave a review. Leave us a review on iTunes so we could get some more get some more feedback. We haven't had one for a long, long time. Okay, so Ray.
Oh, I got a shout out.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Got a shout out to Ling Ling. Who went to Bear Brunch with us, Bear Breakfast with us on Saturday. So Ling Ling, if you're listening,
and
that's an inside joke. So we'll see if they come up and say if they, because they said they listened to the show. We'll see.
Okay. So thank you everyone for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear. What a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.